It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shellum Clemens, and it's Wednesday, the 14th of June. God bless you all today. Want to mention, I'll mention it a few times, we didn't really spend a lot of time talking about it. I don't know if we ever mentioned it, but we're in a wellness retreat, and actually today is the last day of our wellness retreat. So we are actually doing regular wellness retreats once a month. It's 10 full days. There's a day that you come and a day that you leave, which makes it 12. And so tomorrow we have to take our guests back to the airport. So there will be no broadcast tomorrow, okay? But we will pick it back up on Friday. And just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. No broadcast tomorrow. So if you want to know more about the broadcast, about the wellness retreats, you can contact us. You can go to our website, torso.org. As you go on the top, you'll see Restore. Click on Restore. You'll see Wellness Retreats. Click on that page. You'll get dates and all the information that you need. All right, that being said, just wanted to let you all know what we've been doing quietly behind the scenes, working in the medical missionary work, healing the sick by the grace of God. It's time for our prayer. My wife, Undreamed Up, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to open up your word. We pray now for your spirit to teach us the things we need to know. We ask that you would please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and bless us this morning as we grow in grace and in wisdom, drawing nigh to you. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
it's about time.
Our worship thoughts, brothers and sisters, constitute a baptismal class. We're studying important topics that we need to know as we are approaching the second coming of Christ. Important topics. And so we're letting the Lord lead. I did mention yesterday that we would be talking about the plan of redemption, but there's another subject that we want to insert in today before we talk about the plan of redemption, and it's called the nature of sin. Why would we want to insert the nature of sin? We already talked about the fall of man, because we need to understand what sin does. What sin does to your nature. Why are people the way we are? You know, why do we feel the way we do? What is the nature of sin? Because if you don't know the nature of sin, you might not appreciate the redemption plan. So we're going to talk about the nature of sin today, and we'll be picking up from where we left off yesterday. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the love that you have for us, for your kindness and mercy. We ask that you would be with us as we study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we learned about the fall of man on yesterday. And we were reading Genesis chapter 3. We're going to go back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. As we talk about the nature of sin, it says, let's start with verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So one of the things, brothers and sisters, that sin does for you is that it leaves you exposed. It leaves you ashamed, and it also, sin in tries to tempt or encourage you to patch up your own self, so to speak, okay? And we don't do a good job of that, and that is the first thing that sin does. What does it do? It leaves us exposed and ashamed, and we tend to try to do things to show our own righteousness. And you'll see that, brothers and sisters, many people who are sinning on a regular basis, people who know that they may be outside of God's will, we will sometimes substitute something to say, well, but I do this, but I do that. I might not be following the truth of the state of the dead, but I pass out tracts and I feed the homeless, you see. Or we might say, I don't keep the Sabbath, but, I do this on Sunday. You see, we're just like Adam and Eve, brothers and sisters. They sewed fig leaves together. They knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves aprons to try to cover up their nakedness and did not do a good enough job. Let's see what else is the nature of sin. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So what is the nature of sin? Sin, brothers and sisters, causes us to doubt, reject, neglect, and stay away from God's word. You see, you'll notice that they heard the voice of God, and then they hid from his presence. So you need to understand, brothers and sisters, that God's voice is his presence. So when we hear him, that's his presence. A lot of times we don't want to, that's why the devil doesn't want you to hear the word of God, because when you hear it, his presence is there. So let me tell you why there's a whole bunch of wild music in the church. It's so that you don't hear the voice of God, because when you hear the voice of God, his presence is near, brothers and sisters. So that's why they have to have a whole lot of drums and guitars, the same kind that you play in the club, that gets our senses all roused up. Unfortunately, God, the devil brought that into the church, brothers and sisters. Why? So that you won't hear the voice of God. You see, it's so interesting. A lot of times people like to lay claim to fame. I don't really care to lay claim to fame, but I am the cousin, the first cousin of one of the founders of Earth, Wind, and Fire. That is my legacy, if you want to call it that. You can look him up. My cousin's passed away. His name was Wade Flemons. He was one of the lead singers as the group formed Earth, Wind, and Fire. But let me tell you a little bit about that group, brothers and sisters, because they got their name from the story of Elijah after he had left Mount Carmel. And after Elijah had left Mount Carmel, he did that great thing on Mount Carmel and honored God and called fire down from God and prayed and rain came. He did all that, then he ran from a woman. You see, that shows us that after every high, the devil will try to attack you when you go down to and bring you down to a low. So he had forgotten the God who had done all that, and he ran from the threat of Jezebel. And as he ran, we don't know, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but the bottom line is God wanted to reveal himself to him. He put him in the side of a mountain, and there was an earthquake, not necessarily in this order, but there was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. And there was a strong wind, but God wasn't in the wind. And then there was a fire, and God wasn't in the fire. It didn't go in that order, but I just bring it that way because of earth, wind, and fire. And after that, what did he hear? A still, small voice. Brothers and sisters, when you go to church, the drums are beating. They want you to feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. God is not there. And then as everything is going and everybody's moving and everything, they want you to feel the wind of the Holy Ghost. God is not there. And because of the drum beat, you feel the pew vibrating. The earth is vibrating because of the acoustics of percussion. Okay? But God is not there. You need solemnity, quiet, to hear the voice of God, my friends. You don't hear God's voice in its fullness when there's a whole lot of noise. Now, we do praise God. We can sing songs, but God's songs aren't the same songs with the same, it's not the same music, it's not the same beat as the devil's music that's in the club, brothers and sisters. Some of us are old enough to remember stuff like Soul Train. You have that same stuff, those same beats, and that more modern versions of that in the church, brothers and sisters. When people get up to sing, they sing like the R&B singers, rolling and shaking their heads and doing all kinds of stuff. Where did that come from? Brothers and sisters, the voice of God, the presence of God, not always in the church. Now, I'm not here to judge anybody. Some people, as children, they learn from the adults how to sing, and they thought that's how they're supposed to sing. And some of them are sincere, but I am here to tell you, not how we're going to sing in heaven, brothers and sisters. Those aren't the musical instruments that we will hear in heaven, brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes we hit a high note and we roll the voice and we, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then everybody goes shouting and praising and speaking in tongues like the Holy Ghost just came down just because you rolled your notes. Did that bring the Holy Ghost? Think, brothers and sisters, think. Use your brain. Holy Ghost isn't in that role. It just sounded good. So the people fell out, start speaking in tongues. I'm here to tell you, friends, the nature of sin is that sin causes us to doubt, reject, neglect, and stay away from God's word, which is his voice, his presence. That's what you see in exemplified in Adam and Eve. They heard God's voice. God's voice was his presence. And so the devil does anything he can to keep you from being in God's presence, which is hearing his voice. That's why you're tempted to watch TV all day. You can watch TV all day and can't spend 15 minutes in the Bible. That's because the devil doesn't want you to hear God's voice, because with God's voice comes his presence. So he drowns it out with Hollywood, that magical, mystical attraction to drama and theater that is actually built on spiritualism. That's why with Disney, you see the little flittering, I don't know what she is, with the little mini skirt on that spreads all the magic with the magic wand at the beginning of the little Disney movies and stuff. It's spiritualism, brothers and sisters. And the devil does anything he can to keep us from hearing God's voice. So that's the nature of sin. It keeps you from wanting to hear God's voice, my friends. What else is the nature of sin? Sin causes mankind to join in confederacies against God in order to avoid God's presence and his voice. We join confederacies. Let's read about it, friends. The Bible says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves and made themselves aprons. That was the actual fairy, brothers and sisters. My wife sent me a text. Yes, the little fairy that comes around and spreads a little magic, you know, that organization, Disney, that is full of spiritualism. All right, that being said, they came together. You see, what happens, brothers and sisters, is sinners like to hang out with other sinners. And when you are godly, and you'll find people that used to like to hang around you when you would do those sinful things, they don't want to be around you because sin forms confederacies to stay away from God's word, brothers and sisters. People want to come to a house party or even a gathering, even a family reunion or whatever, and those who want to drink kind of congregate with others who want to drink. And those who don't want to drink just, you know, stay away from that. And the ones who want to drink, they just say, okay, hi, good to see you, Uncle Joe. We got to go and have some fun. You know, I will tell you, brothers and sisters, I was at a family reunion, had a relative approach me. I was young. I was a little boy. You know, I don't remember how old I was, maybe a teenager. I was probably a teenager. But this relative approached me around my age, and he said, y'all get high? No, we don't do that. Didn't see him the whole time. Didn't see him the whole family reunion. If we didn't get high with him, he had to move on. Sin causes you to join with others in a confederacy that makes it harder for you to hear the voice of God. That's the nature of sin, brothers and sisters. You don't want to hear God's voice, and you will even join with others in a confederacy, making it harder, that peer pressure, making it harder to hear God's voice. But you really are hurting. You're ashamed. You know you're naked. You don't feel at peace with God. What else does sin do? What else is the nature of sin? Sin causes us to focus on our defects, brothers and sisters, except instead of on his merits. Let's read on. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And verse 10, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Sin causes fear, brothers and sisters, and sin also causes us to focus on our defects rather than focus on the Redeemer. Yes, we are messed up. We're going to learn tomorrow how God takes care of all that. And we shouldn't run from God when we're messed up. We shouldn't stay away from God when we're messed up. That's when we need to come to the foot of the cross with all of our defects, brothers and sisters. But sin makes you separate from God and think that that's where you ought to be because you're naked and ashamed and afraid. You're afraid of what it would take to get your life right, afraid of all the things you have to give up to be a Christian. You give it up, disease. You're giving up addiction. You're giving up being beaten up. You're giving up being threatened to be killed. You're giving up a life of gossip and taking up of reproaches and backbiting. What are you giving up? But see, the devil deceives us and makes us think we have a lot to give up. What else is the nature of sin? Sin causes us to blame our own failures on God and on others. That's what sin does. That's the nature of sin. Reading on, and he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. We'll blame God. We'll blame the devil, and we'll blame others. That's what you see Adam and Eve did. That's the nature of sin. Instead of saying, I have sinned, taking responsibility and saying, Lord, help me, have mercy on me, we blame God. Lord, why did you allow this to happen to me? Why did you put this person in my life? Because now my life is all messed up, and now I'm all into drugs, or I'm all into this, or I'm mad at this. I got anger in my life because you allowed this person. God didn't choose that person to be in your life. You chose him, but you blame God. Okay, then we blame the devil. Lord, I'm sorry, but you know, you should have killed that devil, because if you had killed that devil, then he wouldn't have been around to tempt me. It's all the devil's fault. You let him be alive. Or we blame other people, brothers and sisters. Yeah, well, she gave it to me and I ate. You know, that's what sin does. So the same people you're in confederacy with, you, they will turn on you, brothers and sisters. Ask the criminals in the judicial system. They can say, we're in this thing together. Yeah, we're going to fight. We're never going to talk. We're never going to snitch. And then when they start looking at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years to life, death penalty, and they can get off, all they have to do is put their buddy that they were in confederacy behind bars for life and put him on the death, and they can get off and be with their family. Most of them will give in to that, brothers and sisters. So, sin causes us to focus on our defects. Sin causes us to blame others. You see that. So let's just really close out with three definitions of sin. 1 John 3:4. Let's go there, brothers and sisters. 1 John 3:4. The Bible says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So what do we learn about that? Is when you are sinning, you are breaking God's law. Sin is the transgression of the law. What is the law? Thou shalt not. I mean, everything God has said that applies. Now, there are some things that God has said that don't apply anymore, like you don't have to keep feast days, because he said, not me, he said, they were nailed to the cross. But God's word tells us a lot. I'm just going to give 10 basic principles. We're not supposed to have other gods and put them more important than God before God. We're not supposed to worship idols because there are fake gods. We're not supposed to take God's holy and lovely name in vain. So that has a lot of meaning. That means that we shouldn't be, his name is holy and sacred, so we shouldn't be saying things like, golly, that's short for godly. When we're just surprised, we shouldn't just say, Jesus Christ, because his name is holy, friends. You're just using it in a vain manner. We shouldn't say, oh, my God, because you're not really calling on God when you say that. You're just so shocked at what you saw. You say, oh, my God. You shouldn't do that, because when you need him, you should call him, brothers and sisters. That's his name. God, that's who he is. So we shouldn't take his name in vain. But another aspect of taking God's name in vain is when you call yourself a Christian, but you don't act like a Christian, then you've taken the name of Christ in vain. The fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day. You tell people to remember when they have a tendency to forget. And the world has forgotten the day that God made holy in the beginning. And they have begun to worship on a day that was created by the Roman Catholic Church as a special day of worship, a worship day that honored paganism. The pagan super god, the sun, was worshipped on the first day of the week. The Roman Catholic Church brought it into Christianity so that people could come in and bring their offerings and gifts and enrich the church, because the money was in the pagan coffers. So they wanted the pagan people with all the money to come into the church to enrich the church. So they changed the day of worship from Saturday to Sunday under the devil's direction. Friends, we should be worshiping God. Our special day of worship is not Sunday. It is the Sabbath day, Saturday, from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. That happened at creation. That happened long before there was ever a Jew. So don't let anybody deceive you to say that's the Jewish Sabbath. No, it's the Sabbath of the Lord, the Bible says. if Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath, he says in the book of the New Testament, then that means the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Okay? The fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother. We have so much disobedience to parents, the Bible says we would see in the last days. And that is not just dealing with your parent. That principle starts with parents, but it is showing respect for those in authority, even if they're younger than you. Most police officers who graduate from police academy are young enough, now I can say, they're young enough to be my child, my daughter, my son, but I still call them officer and still show respect. Now, I still have rights, and I don't have to give up my rights, and they are trained to ask you to give up your rights. Sometimes they go against their training and they try to compel you to give up your rights. But the bottom line is you should do whatever you do respectfully, and that's how we should live. Many a person is dead today because they forgot that the police officer is first a human being. And because they're a human being, they have weaknesses. And when they woke up on the wrong side of the bed having a bad day, and then you curse them out and just give them a hard time, many of them know how to pull a trigger, and they do it out of rage, brothers and sisters, when that person could still be alive if he had just been, or she, just been respectful to the authority. Honor your father and your mother teaches us that, brothers and sisters. Many people are dead because they didn't learn that principle. Thou shalt not kill. We're not supposed to kill. And that includes, even with our tongues, hurting people's reputations and so on and so forth. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That means that we should not have sexual intimacy except and in temperance with our spouse. And our spouse is heterosexual, not homosexual. That is a perversion of the original plan. You will not find it promoted in the Bible. You have to go outside the Bible to do so. And, you know, it's so amazing. People try to say, oh, well, you know, we can find it in the Bible. But yet those same people will try to get the Bible out of the library. Why? Because their trans books got taken out of the library. So in retaliation, they lobbied to get the Bible out. But then they say the Bible promotes homosexuality. You see, that's why I love Christ. Christ was consistent. When you are not in Christ, you will do things that are not consistent. It's inconsistent to say that homosexuality is promoted in the Bible, and then you want to get the Bible out of the library. That's not consistent, simply because homosexual books were out of the library, you know. And you're trying to say that the Bible is a book of pornography and all this kind of stuff. So, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that we are not to fornicate, and God can give you victory over that. We need to stop putting ourselves in the devil's playground, stop getting involved in relationships where we would be tempted to sin in that way. We need to stay single or get married and ask God to send us to the right person if we're men, and ask God to send the right man to us. The Bible said, he who findeth a wife. One of the mistakes often made is women going after men in a way where they are the aggressor. And that doesn't end well, my friends. God is merciful, though, isn't he? He's so wonderful. All right. So we have the seventh commandment and the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. We should not be stealing from each other. And that includes, brothers and sisters, even, do you realize I'm robbing you of service when I don't take care of my body? See, so the health message is interwoven. Killing can be committing suicide on the installment plan by your diet. Okay? So many things. They're all woven together. The ninth commandment is thou shalt not bear false witness. We are not to lie. We're supposed to tell the truth at all times, in all ways. And then finally, thou shalt not covet is the final tenth commandment, brothers and sisters. So the Bible teaches that sin is the transgression of the law, and God's law is spiritual. Every violation that you will ever commit is somehow a violation of one of those Ten Commandments. Once you understand that the law is spiritual. I didn't commit adultery. I just looked at her. I just looked at her body parts. Well, the Bible said if you look at her in lust, you've already committed adultery. See? And so that is how the Bible teaches that. So you are, when you don't like somebody, when you mistreat somebody, the Bible labels it as you killed them. That was hatred, okay? Oh, I don't hate them. I just don't like them. Okay, well, that's hatred, and that's murder in the Bible. So everything we do wrong can go back to the Ten Commandments, right? All right, and that's where we stand with that. We have two more real quickly. In 1 John 5:17, it says, all unrighteousness is sin. So whatever is not right doing is sin. That's the nature of sin, all unrighteousness. And the Bible tells us in Romans 14:23, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So whatever actions that are not prompted by faith, that's sin, brothers and sisters. So that's the nature of sin, brothers and sisters. It causes shame. It causes confederacies to develop. It causes us to focus on our defects. It causes us to run from the voice of God, to not want to hear the voice of God, to get even in worship styles where the still, small voice is drowned out by all the music and dancing and so on and so forth. Friends, you won't see anybody dancing in the sanctuary, okay? And the Bible does promote dancing in the sense that David danced. It was a celebration when God had done a great thing in someone's life. It wasn't the dance that you see at the disco. Rather, they leaped, they jumped, they shouted because they should have been dead and God delivered them. That was dancing, okay? That wasn't done in the sanctuary when they came and were in their quietude and humility and reverence and worship the sovereign God. The Bible says, let all the earth keep silence before me when he come into the sanctuary. And so just keep those things in mind. We're going to go ahead and close out. But I think you get a picture of the nature of sin. It's not pretty. And therefore, we're ready on Friday to learn about plan of salvation, the plan of redemption. We'll be skipping tomorrow because we have to take our guests during that time to the airport. We have a health guest here at the wellness retreat, and so we will not have worship on tomorrow, but we'll be back on Friday to talk about the plan of redemption. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this worship. God bless us as we continue the study in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, our intermission before we have a wonderful message from Sister Lenny entitled Fantastic Fiber. We're going to hear the torso song at this time.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole night. learned to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vows.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We will now hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, Fantastic Fiber.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Fantastic Fiber. Yet another reason that fruits, grains, and vegetables are so important to your diet is fiber. Fiber is found naturally only in plant foods such as whole grains, beans, peas, vegetables, and fruits. Fiber comes in two forms, insoluble and soluble. Insoluble fiber moves through your digestive tract without dissolving, so it helps keep you regular and may protect against colon cancer. Some good sources of insoluble fiber are wheat, bran, cereals, and vegetables, and fruits with edible skins, such as potatoes, and seeds, such as kiwi. Soluble fiber dissolves to a gummy texture as you digest it. Eating foods containing soluble fiber as part of a low-fat diet may help reduce risk of heart disease and control blood sugar in people with diabetes. Good sources of soluble fiber include oatmeal, beans, peas, lentils, barley, carrots, and apples. To avoid digestive discomfort, increase your fiber intake gradually and drink plenty of fluids. Get your fiber from whole grains, vegetables, and fruits. Foods provide a mix of both insoluble and soluble fiber, plus vitamins, minerals that benefits that fiber supplements cannot deliver. Diet consistently high in fiber adds bulk to the undigested foods passed through the large intestine, and that makes the large intestine quick to void these foods as waste. Since the food matter doesn't hang around for long, the intestinal bacteria have less time to do their gas-causing work. The key is here to eat fiber consistently. This is coming from a book called Food for Health and Healing, page 27 and page 150. Thank you so much, and may you be blessed today to eat more fiber.
Amen. Praise God. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's roll call time. We start with Facebook, and we have South Carolina, we have Georgia, we have the country of Kenya, we have Virginia, we have North Carolina, we have Louisiana, and I'm not sure where our dear brother James is from. We have on the call Ohio. Ohio again. We have Maryland. We have Alabama. We have Maryland again. We have Delaware again. We have Ohio. We have Georgia. Praise God for you all. And at this time, we will be opening up the phone lines for any comments, questions, and those who have anything to say on Facebook, please feel free. We have Sister Vicki King saying good morning. We have Brother Brian from Kenya saying good morning. We have Brother Peyton saying good morning. And that's what we have on Facebook. Star 6, we have about 15 minutes to the top of the hour. If anyone has anything you'd like to share, please feel free. Do so at this time, reminding you that because we have to go to the airport in the morning, we will not be on the broadcast in the morning. But we'll resume back together on Friday, and we look forward to that. We're doing wellness retreats on a regular basis. It's 12 days, but 10 of those are full days. And so you come on a Sunday, you leave on a Thursday, and we're doing that in July and August and September and October, so on and so forth. So God bless you for those of you who may want or know people that may need a wellness retreat. You can get information on our wellness retreat page at Torso. So go to torso.org, T-O-R-S-O-E.org. Click on hover over the restore item, and then one of the buttons that you can check or push or click on, I should say, is wellness retreat. So click on that, and you'll get to the wellness retreat page, and then you'll see all the pertinent information regarding our wellness retreats. So God is good. There's no one else in the queue There is no one in the queue, I should say. So we thank God for each of you. And at this time, we will turn it over to my wife, Andringa, to have our closing prayer.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. And now, Lord, as we go about our day, we continue to ask that your Spirit will lead, guide, direct, and instruct us. Help us, Lord, to continue to study these things out for ourselves as we allow your Holy Spirit to teach us the things we need to know. Father, we pray for everyone to continue to draw close to you by seeking your face daily, bringing those personal and intimate petitions before your throne, knowing that when we give them to you, that you are able to work out every single problem in our life. You have said that you would deliver us, Lord, and we thank you for being our help in our time of need. We ask that you will bless us with spiritual, mental, and physical healing, and that on this day we can do all we can to bring glory unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
My closing song is I Will Trust.
I will trust.